You're now standing in the center hallway of the Old Rock Jail, the place where family life and law enforcement crossed paths every single day. From this very hallway, I could head upstairs to check on prisoners, or walk down the back hall to the family bedrooms where everyday life carried on much like any other home. The stairway beside you led up to the jail cells. Those stairs saw all kinds of folks come and go over the years. Some stayed only a night, while others spent much longer behind those stone walls. Even so, this building was never just a jail. Downstairs was home. Families lived here, children grew up here, meals were shared here, and life carried on alongside the duties of keeping the peace in Towns County. Along this hallway, you'll find a cabinet filled with pieces of local history and artifacts connected to the jail itself. Among them are my original sheriff's badge and the very keys used to lock and unlock the jail cells upstairs. Those keys were carried daily while serving the county, and they remain a tangible reminder of the responsibility that came with wearing the badge in a small mountain community where everybody knew one another. In addition to that, you will see a hat and blanket that belonged to Sheriff Ed Barnard, another sheriff who lived here. You'll also notice the bathroom here in the hallway. While it has been remodeled over the years, it still sits in its original location. Believe it or not, having indoor plumbing in 1936 was considered a real luxury in this part of the mountains. Many homes in the county still relied on springs, wash basins, and outhouses at the time. This jail was viewed as a modern building when it was constructed, built to serve the county for generations. As you continue through the museum, remember the story of the families, public servants, and community members who lived and worked here through decades of change in Towns County history.